KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN Sports. In sports, the 8th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes take the number 2 seed into the West Region today. NCAA opener against Grand Canyon. A matchup to watch is Iowa All-American center Luca Garza against Grand Canyon 7-footer Asbjørn Midtgaard.
You know, I've been playing against that size for 4 years now. Obviously, in the Big Ten, you got a lot of people who are big and really good. So, you know, I'm definitely used to playing guys my size at this point. But, you know, I'm definitely excited for this matchup.
Midtgaard is a native of Denmark and a transfer from Wichita State.
I think he's a really, really good big, and he uses his size as well. He's really efficient from the field. I think it's not something that affects me anymore. Because I'm so used to it now.
Iowa's last tournament game was an overtime loss to Tennessee 2 years ago that prevented them from reaching the Sweet 16.
It was a memorable game in terms of the pain afterwards, of almost getting there and not being able to do it. So that's something that's stuck in my head since that moment. So we're really excited about the opportunity to hopefully get there again.
And that's Luca Garza. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says they've seen every kind of defense to slow down Garza, and that's why balance is crucial.
You know, it's something that we're used to in terms of how we try to set Luca up and how we try to run our offense successfully. You know, we've got a really good point guard. We've got great shooters. We've got other pieces that we incorporate. So from that standpoint, you know, it's not going to be that different.
Listen for the pregame this afternoon at 4:30 on KJAN with a 5:25 tip-off. The Atlanta Tip-Off Club has announced the four finalists vying for the honor of the 2021 Naismith Trophy. They include University of Iowa men's basketball center Luca Garza. The prestigious award recognizes the most outstanding men's college basketball player. Joining Garza as a finalist for the prestigious award are Oklahoma State's Cade Cunningham, Ayo Dosunmu of Illinois, and Gonzaga's Corey Kispert. Hawkeye fans can vote for Garza from now through the 31st by visiting NaismithFanVote.com. Fans may also vote on the Naismith Trophy Twitter page. The fan vote will account for 5% of the overall vote. Garza, at 6'11", 265 pounds, has led the 8th-ranked Hawkeyes to 21 victories this season, including wins in 8 of their last 10 contests. Garza is 7th nationally in three-throw makes and attempts and 10th in double-doubles. He broke Iowa's 32-year-old scoring record held by Roy Marble on February 21st. Garza's 2,246 points ranks as 8th best in Big Ten history. The winner of the 2021 Naismith Trophy will be announced live on CBS Sports Network's NCAA March Madness 360 show and from the studio on April 3rd. T.J. Otzelberger says he's happy to be home after heading coaching stops at UNLV and South Dakota State. Otzelberger was named the new head coach at Iowa State this week. He spent 8 years as Cyclone assistant under 3 different head coaches, and he takes over a program that finished 2-22 under former coach Steve Prohm.
We need to bring the magic back to Hilton Coliseum. We need to start building a foundation that's going to create the success over the long haul.
Otzelberger said that rebuild begins with the players on the roster.
As a coach, what your job is to put people together and to put a team together, and so that the parts together collectively are better than the individuals. And I'm excited to get with the guys and learn of the relationships, their connections, and trying to, you know, to put that puzzle together.
Otzelberger believes his time on the staff at Iowa State is an advantage as he begins the rebuilding efforts.
I've been fortunate in working for 3 tremendous coaches at this institution and seen a lot of ways to do things. So I feel like I have an inside advantage on what it takes to be successful and how to go about that one step at a time.
And he says he appreciates the reception he's received.
It has been so heartwarming over the last 24 hours, the calls, the texts, the communication I've got from so many beloved family members, friends, people in the community, former coaches, players, alums, incredibly humbling to have that type of reception and just reaffirms why this is so right.
Athletic director Jamie Pollard said Otzelberger has signed a five-year contract. Spencer Lee and four of his Iowa teammates reached the semifinals in the NCAA Wrestling Championships, and the Hawkeyes continued their push to win the first team title since 2010. Lee is going for a third straight NCAA title. He faced the toughest test of the season in the quarterfinals. He led ninth-seeded Devin Schroeder of Purdue 3-2 after the second period before scoring 7 points in the third and post a 10-2 major decision for his 33rd straight win. Iowa had 73.5 points entering the semifinals. Defending champion Penn State had 57.5 points, and Oklahoma State had 52. The 10th-ranked Northern Iowa football team looks to bounce back from a heartbreaking loss at Southern Illinois by hosting Missouri State today. The Panthers are 2-2, and Coach Mark Farley said the defense will be challenged by an outstanding Missouri State receiving corps and quarterback Jasmine Johnson.
He's an exceptional athlete, and he's got some exceptional receivers to throw to. So he is definitely a difference maker for him and has won games for him and really helped him this season.
Farley says Johnson's mobility is also a concern.
You know, he's definitely a factor in every game because of the talent that he is and the receivers that he's throwing to.
And Missouri State is 2-1 in the Valley, coming off a 27-24 win over nationally ranked South Dakota.
They're playing good defense, and their team aspect, they've done a great job throughout this season. And like you mentioned, their talent is very challenging.
And the kickoff is at 4 o'clock at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. That is a check of sports on KJAN.
KJAN Sports has been brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.